So how long have you lived in Hackensack?
We've been here 56 years, going on 57 years. My husband grew up fishing on Man Lake with buddies. Then we bought a place shortly after we were married, and it was the only place for sale on Baby because of the muskies. And we've sort of been here ever since. We bought two little cabins and some extra property, and we have been here ever since. And then we remodeled the cabin, and we have an old log cabin, and we use that as a guest cabin. My husband then took an early retirement some 20, some 30 years later, and we built our house ourselves on the extra property that we had, and have been here since about 1995, and we love it. And even in this time of hibernation, I can sit with my coffee and look at the lake and feel whole and complete, and we love the place.
What lake did you say it was?
We're on Baby.
Baby Lake. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with that, so.
Okay. It's about 740 acres, and it attaches to Man, Kid, and goes on to Woman.
Oh, that's appropriately named then.
So our kids have grown up coming up here for vacations, and the kids and I have two daughters, and the daughters and I would spend a couple weeks, and my husband would come up for the weekends. And so when we move out, they're planning on moving in.
Of course.
Yes, yes. And we still have the cabins so that each kid now has sort of a cabin to stay in when they're here and their guest cabins when they're not. And when he retired, we became more active then in Hackensack. Before that, we sort of hermited and, you know, you come to the lake and you bring your stuff and you have your company and then you go home.
Yeah.
But we became active at Union Congregational Church, where KAXE's Michael Small was the pastor, and that we have been there ever since and love it and have had quite a few jobs there. And so we've been in the community now for a long time, and we are now 80, and I will be, and my husband is, and we love the place, the city, the community, our neighbors. It's been a wonderful ride.
Yeah. Gosh, it's such a busy little town for 313 people.
It's all of the lake people. They say there's 127 lakes within a 10-mile radius. Those lakes have a lot of people, but most of them are summer people.
Joni Kupala loves her community of Hackensack. And I heard about her through the grapevine, and I heard that she was a woman I had to connect with. And so I reached out to her, and what a joy. You've served on a lot of different boards around Hackensack. Tell me about what is going on in a little town of 313 people.
Well, the first one that is fun, and I've been a member since we moved here, is the Book and Thimble Club. And the Book and Thimble Club is about 15 ladies, and we don't reap and we don't sew anymore, but we sell pies, and we make pies for all the flea markets and sometimes for the Lions Club. And we give a $2,000 scholarship every year to a local high school kid who is in our Walker area school district. And this has been in operation since 1936.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it's great fun. And I'm the president because nobody else wants to. And so I've been for about, I don't know, 15 years. And we have a great time. We meet once a month, and they're very dedicated ladies, and they're all getting older, and every once in a while we get a new member, and an old one kind of goes on our no more pies, but come to the meetings, mm-hmm. And it's quite a unique and marvelous organization. We also give to the library and to the fire department and the first responders, and it's a marvelous little group.
No kidding. And the funds are raised by baking pies primarily?
Primarily by baking pies now, yes.
Whoa.
We sometimes have embroidered towels, or we have one gal who baked bread, and so she would bring bread to sell. And one gal does some crochet work, and she brings crocheted animals, but basically it's pies.
Wow. You raise a lot of money.
We've made a lot of money. We've given a lot of scholarships. And sometimes those parents of the scholars come back and buy pies. And that's a good thing. Yeah. So that's one of the fun things. And like I said, since 1936. And I started a Ladies of the Lake group on our side of Baby Lake maybe 8 years ago. And we meet every month. And we're still looking for projects to do. We sometimes do things for the Birchwood Senior House in Hackensack, and we usually have a party of sorts in August when everybody's here, and that's a fun group.
Hmm.
And, of course, Union.
The Union Congregational Church.
We try to do a great deal for the city of Hackensack, and we also host the Northwoods Arts Council sale of artists and books and authors in August, and that has gone on for, oh gosh, it must be a good 15 years now, and the book and author part is in the church, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an AA group that meets in the church, which is not too old, but is a good thing for the community. And we do meals on Wednesday nights, a community meal for anyone in need. And we are doing that now. It's a pick up a meal at the door kind of thing.
Okay.
And we do a lot with the faith community. We do our Lenten services and our Christmas services with the Catholic Church, the Lighthouse, St. Paul's, and Union. And that's a fun thing. It's fun to go and sit with people from the other churches and that are your neighbors. And so they do a lot in Hackensack.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else? I'm on the advisory board for Health and Human Services in Walker for the county, mm-hmm. and that's a marvelous board. It enlightens you on Health and Human Services and how much good they are able to do in the community. But my husband has some other things. The Lake Association has been very important to us. And we have had jobs on the Lake Association, and he still does. And he did a sanitary system planning for a number of years right after we moved up here. And then there's Kokoro. And Kokoro is marvelous, and it's our new music school. And they are based in our church, and we can certainly use a music school. Our kids can use one. There is not a whole lot of opportunity for music lessons in the area, so it's meeting a great need.
Yeah. You're a busy woman. Holy moly.
I'm happy when I'm busy.
Yeah. How does Hackensack change? And I know this is kind of an atypical year because of COVID-19, but winter uh-huh. to summer.
Oh, in the summer, it's huge. In the winter, it's tiny. Other than having the back to Hack in the winter, where they do winter activities, there's snow sculpturing and a plunge and dinners and bonfires and snowmobile rides and marathons, and people come from all over. We have the only Thai restaurant in miles and miles around, and it used to close in the winter, and now their children operate it in the winter, and it's absolutely marvelous, and people come from everywhere to get authentic Thai food, so that's great fun. Let's see. We have the Seventh-day Adventists have a secondhand store called Care and Share, and it's huge, and we have another restaurant which is just open in the daytime, not in the evenings, which is great for breakfast. We had a bakery which has been taken down, and there are plans for a new bakery by the granddaughter of the original owner, and that will be a new building.
Wow.
And we're looking forward to that. And of course, Mark's Market is marvelous. People come from a long way around to get meat at Mark's. And right now, they're taking orders and delivering and doing all kinds of good things for the community. There is a hub, which used to be just seniors and is now anybody and everybody. And Triad meets there, and some of the other things meet there. And you can rent it if you want. And we have a very famous gardener up here called Mary Parrish, and she used to own a big nursery, and now she's retired, and she works for the nursery in town, which is Mike's, and she does classes over there in the spring, and that's great fun also. It's very much a live community, and some new things. We're going to have a brewery come summer, hopefully, called The Rendezvous, which is children of longtime Hackensack residents, the Harringtons. And then we have the Char House dinner restaurant, and it's marvelous, and they're doing lunches for children for free right now. And that's been there for many, many, many years, and does a lot.
No kidding. Wow. Joni Cupola and her husband have had their place on Baby Lake for many, many, many years. They moved up to the Hackensack area permanently several decades ago from the Twin Cities. You made a major life change. It sounds like a really great life change when you moved up north.
We did. And because our children were born, and the oldest one came up here at 11 days old and slept through the night from then on. What a joy. so we have thoroughly enjoyed it. And our kids come a lot. We go down to the cities in the winter for Thanksgiving and Easter, and they come all summer. Yeah. One comes every other weekend all summer, and the other comes for holidays and whenever they can get here.
Yeah.
And I have three grandchildren, and we have spent a great deal of time with the grandkids here. They have a treehouse and a treehouse trail and lots of happy memories, I hope, a lot of water skiing and fishing and boating and hiking. And when you have grandkids, and because we only have three, we see them quite a bit. And they have always come up and spent long periods of time in the summer without parents, which is great fun.
Yeah.
That's the best. So, and now they bring friends, and the 17-year-old will bring four or five kids, and they'll stay in the cabin and do whatever seems the thing to do, whether it's snowmobiling or four-wheeling or fishing or driving around the area.
It sounds awesome. Wow.
It is. Fun things.
It
and
sounds...
now one of them is graduating in this terrible year to graduate.
Oh. How has life changed for you since this whole sheltering in place thing?
Well, you know, we're here.
Yeah.
We don't go anywhere now. It's just very comfortable, and I can sit and look out at the lake and drink my coffee and feel blessed and have a Zoom wine with my daughters and with our dinner group, and we have a wonderful dinner group that we've had for probably 15 years, and it's very easy, and I feel very, very grateful to be here, and it's good.
Yeah.
I would be happier if my kids could come up, but that'll come. As I said, you know, we're feeling very grateful to be retired and be here and have the activities that we have. And I can go for a walk, and I'll run into neighbors, and we can talk across the road, and that's fun. And I oftentimes will go up to a neighbor's door and knock and stand back, and we'll chat for a few minutes. And it's not difficult, and we just want to be really good and have this over as quickly as possible.
I agree. I'm talking with Joni Cupola. She's lived in the Hackensack area on Baby Lake for 56 years, and she's been telling me about things going on in Hackensack. There's just so much going on for such a tiny community. I'm just amazed.
There is, and no matter where you go, and you say you're from Hackensack, somebody says, oh, I know where that is. I've been fishing up there.
<That's>
and we
wonderful.
Used to have a snack and shack in Hackensack, which is long gone.
We are taking a closer look at Hackensack in this segment of Let's Visit. My name is Katie Carter, and I just want to let you know that Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.